The Blessing of Service. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 20th, 1903. The Lord's people are not to tie up the means He has entrusted to them by the purchase of land or buildings in the city. Rather are they to sell that they have, and place in the Lord's storehouse the means that they can spare. For this means, needy, unworked fields are calling. From many lands is sounding the cry, "Come over and help us." Acts 16, verse 9. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Luke 12, verse 33-34. All our church members should feel a deep interest in home and foreign missions. Great spiritual blessing will come to them as they make self-sacrificing efforts to plant the standard of truth in new territory. The money invested in this work will bring rich returns. New converts, rejoicing in the light received from the Word, will in their turn give of their means to carry the light to others. The Lord is calling upon His people to take up different lines of missionary work. Those in the highways and hedges are to hear the saving gospel message. Church members are to do evangelistic work in the homes of those of their friends and neighbors who have not yet received full evidence of the truth. Those who do not communicate the light they have received will one day realize that they have sustained great loss. Let those who take up this work make the life of Christ their constant study. Let them be intensely in earnest, using every capability in the Lord's service. Precious results will follow sincere, unselfish effort. From the great teacher, the workers will receive the highest of all education. Many of God's people are to go forth with publications containing the light of present truth into places where the third angel's message has never been proclaimed. The work of the canvasser evangelist, who is imbued with the Spirit of God, is fraught with wonderful possibilities for good. The presentation of the truth, in love and simplicity, from house to house, is in harmony with the instruction that Christ gave His disciples when He sent them out on their first missionary tour. By songs of praise to God, humble, heartfelt prayers, and a simple presentation of Bible truth in the family circle, many will be reached. The divine worker will be present to send conviction to hearts. "I am with you alway," is His promise. Matthew 28, verse 20. With the assurance of the abiding presence of such a helper, we may labor with faith and hope and courage. The monotony of our service for God needs to be broken up. Every church member should be engaged in some line of work for God. Let those who are well established in the truth go into neighboring places and hold meetings, giving a cordial invitation to all. Let there be in these meetings melodious songs, fervent prayers, and the reading of God's Word. And let the ideas expressed and the words in which they are clothed be such as the common people can readily comprehend. There are others who can visit the homes of the people, reading to the members of the family on some simple, impressive subject of Bible truth. By such labor, souls will be convicted and converted. Those who do this work should be able to read and speak with clearness and feeling, placing the emphasis where it belongs. There are those who, because of pressing home duties, may not be able to do house-to-house work. But let them not think that they can do nothing to help. They can encourage those who go out, and they can give of their means to help to sustain them. Will not every church act its part as the Lord's missionary society? Every member may do something. God's people are to be laborers together with Him. As they take up His work, there will be a manifest increase of faith and piety. There will be greater readiness to offer prayer and praise to God in the testimony meetings held. Brethren and sisters, shall we not act our part in fulfilling the divine purpose by giving light to those who are in darkness? Our ministers may visit our churches and offer public prayers to God for the comfort of the sorrowful, asking Him to dispel the doubts in their minds and to shed light into their darkened souls. But this will not be as effective in helping these sorrowful, doubting, sin-burdened ones as to lead them to work for those more needy than themselves. The darkness will be dispelled from their own hearts if they can be led to work for others.